It's worth every mile right now tonight. Amen. When we get to the other side, we'll lift our hands and say it's been worth everything. Amen. Be worth it all. It's worth it all now. Amen. But hallelujah. Yes, you ain't seen nothing yet. The reality of that we'll know when we look upon the Lord face to face. In that moment of time, everything you've suffered and endured, every burden you've ever carried will seem as though it was nothing. To look on the face of the one who saved you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His holy name. Amen. In that moment of time, you'll be able to say, worth it all. Worth it all. Wonderful, wonderful song service tonight. Amen's prepared our heart for a little bit of preaching tonight. Amen. If you're willing and able, as Brother Pace would have said, if you're willing and able, stand with us out of reverence a reading of the Word of God. And let's read one verse tonight. And He said unto them, verse 1, verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Jesus said, some of y'all are going to see the kingdom and the power of the kingdom of God in this life before you enter into eternity, before that literal coming of the kingdom of Christ upon earth takes place. You're going to see that power displayed and poured out upon your life. Ways that only the Lord Jesus can do in a man's life. And so we want to continue the thought this evening on seeing the power of the kingdom of God. Seeing the power of the kingdom of God. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, please help us tonight. Take the word of God. You know the burdens that lay heavy upon our heart and our mind tonight. Take us beyond all of that. May, Lord, our minds be set upon the Lord Jesus and upon the Word of God. Use this, Lord, to be a blessing. Lord, I pray this evening the people of God would be blessed indeed. Lord, may we draw some strength and blessing from that other dimension, Lord, that one that's not seen with the human eye. But, Lord, that realm of the kingdom of God, I pray, would stir within us tonight. We'll thank you and bless you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Quickly tonight to get to where we want to be. We've been studying the subject of the kingdom of God. Understanding that in the New Testament it comes to pass in two stages or by way of two aspects. We understand the kingdom of God. We think of it in its most literal sense of that time in which the Lord Jesus Christ will set up an earthly throne, will from Jerusalem, from the very place of David, will rule and reign upon the earth for 1,000 years. What a time and what a kingdom that is going to be, unlike any other kingdom that this world has ever known. 1,000 years of peace, 1,000 years of blessedness, 1,000 years of the lion laying down with the lamb and children picking up serpents and playing with them as though they were some family-friendly animal. What a time of peace and prosperity and blessedness as God Himself shall rule and reign. And that's the aspect of the kingdom of God that many folk immediately run to and think about. But when we study the kingdom of God, we understand there is another aspect of that in which there is a spiritual kingdom of God. Christ spake of both aspects, the literal and the spiritual. In His earthly ministry, He would declare truths concerning both. But He seems in my study to be particularly interested in that of the spiritual kingdom of God. He would make statements like this. I've not given you this verse yet, Jesus said that the law was from Moses and the prophets, and that it was until now, but when John the Baptist said his came, that then the kingdom of God began to be preached. And we understand the Lord was adamant in his earthly ministry and declarations that he made in John 18:36 to Pilate when he said, "My kingdom is not of this world. I didn't come to bring a physical sword and to fight with my servants, but I've come to bring about a kingdom that cannot be seen, a spiritual realm and aspect of this kingdom of God." He would say to the Pharisees in Luke 17 and verse number 28, in answering their question as to when the kingdom of God would come forth thence, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is not with observation." He said that you don't see it with the human eye. But then he made this statement in Luke 17, 21, that the kingdom of God is within you. And so there is this aspect again, an emphasis over and over in the ministry and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ about the spiritual kingdom of God. A kingdom of God, be it literal or the spiritual sense, it refers to the reign and the rule of God in heaven and on earth and in the life of an individual as God's will is done, his glory revealed, and his power becoming overwhelming in those realms. And so this evening, Jesus said, we believe he has it in mind, not the literal coming kingdom, earthly kingdom that is, when he said to this multitude with his disciples that there were some that were gathered there and standing among the Savior that day, and he promised would not taste of death till they had seen the kingdom of God come with power. That crowd has been dead and gone a long time, and we're still waiting on that day when the Lord enters into the literal kingdom. He must have meant a spiritual kingdom and the power of God that came by way of that kingdom. And so the kingdom of God is studied in many aspects and headings we gave you this morning. And we could preach about, we referenced them this morning, the preparation, the preaching, the priority, the permitting, the proximity, the prayer for the kingdom of God, the partnerships in the kingdom of God. But Christ always, when he speaks of the kingdom of God, deals with what it predominantly would emphasize to you and I, the power of the kingdom of God. That literal coming kingdom that is to be, Jesus said, on two occasions, when you see the Son of Man coming, you're going to see him come in great power and great glory. And you see the Son of Man coming, he said to the high priest, that when you see the Son of Man, you'll see him sitting on the right hand of power and coming in glory. And so, be it the literal kingdom or the spiritual kingdom, a kingdom of God is always seen with authority. It is always seen coming in power. It's not a weak kingdom. It's not a limited kingdom. It's not a kingdom that is barely surviving. But it is a kingdom that is full of great power. And thank God, I believe that's what Jesus has in mind with this crowd. That there were some that were going to see the spiritual kingdom, and spiritual kingdom in all its power, that they would see it in their lifetime. And so we made the declaration, we have made it boldly, we have made it without any reservation, and I personally have seen the power of the kingdom of God. Amen. And if you're a child of God, you can dare stand and say, tonight that you have seen the power of the kingdom of God. In what ways have we seen that power? We said on last Sunday morning that if a man is to see the power of the kingdom of God, he'll have to see the birthing power of the kingdom of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus would question the depths of the meaning of that. It made no sense to his carnal mind and to his understanding. And so he questioned, how can a man be born again when he is old? And he entered in the second time to his mother's womb. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you're missing the whole point. Marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. A man must be born again if he is going to see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And so the kingdom of God is something that is entered into, and only entered into by way of birthing power and a man or a woman being born again. I understand that in some realms and in some people's mind, that is a controversial statement to make. We've lost people around here, even in my time of ministry, that did not want to hear the message, you must be born again. But I want to go on record tonight and say, that's the only way to enter into the kingdom of God is by being born again. Amen. Amen. Somebody grab a youngin' and run a lap around this place. I'm glad. And I can say I have seen the power of the kingdom of God. I have seen it in its birthing power. We said this morning that I have seen, we can see, and a man must see the kingdom of God and its power in the matter of the breaking power of the kingdom of God. There we ran to Luke chapter number 11. And where the Lord was dealing with a man who had a devil, and that devil had bound him and bound his tongue and made him dumb. But Jesus cast the devil out, and the one that was once bound is now set at liberty. And there were some that on Luke that day, and they wondered at such a sight. How is it that this Christ has such authority and power over the kingdom of darkness? But there was another crowd that said, oh, he does this by the power of Beelzebub. He does this by the power of the devil. Jesus said, oh, nothing can be further from the truth. Then a man must understand that if Jesus was to do this by the power of Satan, and the kingdom of Satan would be divided and it would fall. Jesus said, if I have done this by the finger of God, and truly the kingdom of God has come upon you. And what Jesus is saying, it is only by the breaking power of the kingdom of God that those that are bound in demonic and hellish vices are set free. Amen. The only way a drunkard can quit his drinking and truly be any different is the breaking power of the kingdom. The only way that, amen, the pill head can quit their dope hat is by the breaking power of the kingdom of God. The only way the saints of God and all the temptations and snares that wiles of the devil that would seem to prey upon our fleshly and endemic nature, the only way that we can have, my friend, those vices broken in our life, be they gossip and bitterness and envy and malice, and on we can go, those fleshly spirits that we possess, the only way we can have power over sin and have it broken in our life is by the breaking power of the kingdom of God. It's not done through reformation. Jesus did not offer reformation. He didn't 2,000 years ago, and he's not offering that tonight. I'd rather he offers liberty. Amen. Liberty. Liberty, I say, from bondage to sin. I'm glad, thank God, we don't have to walk in bondage tonight. And through the Lord Jesus Christ and the breaking power of his kingdom, that you and I can be set in liberty. And the Bible said, whom the Son hath made free, they are free indeed. I'm glad tonight I know something about, I have saved, of the breaking power of the kingdom of God in my life. Amen. I'm not everything that I ought always to be. And I still have struggles. There are still temptations. And there's still evil that is present with me. But I'm glad greater is he that is in me. Amen. Than he that is in the world. Thank God we can overcome sin tonight. Not in our own power. Not in the power of our experience. Not in the power of how long we've been saved. And resting and leaning in upon the kingdom's power. And breaking power. Amen. That every child of God needs to live a victorious Christian life. Amen. And so we preached a while on that this morning. I want to give you the third and final thought. I'm sure there's many more applications we can make to seeing the power of the kingdom of God. And you come up with them, let God call you to preach, and you can preach them, all right? Amen. He only gave me three, and so that's all I got time for. Amen. But I want to deal with tonight, amen, not only seeing the birthing power and the breaking power of the kingdom of God, but I want to say a word tonight and encourage you in this matter of the blessing power of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there is power to bless your life. This kingdom tonight and those that are in the family of God, the redeemed citizens of this grand and glorious kingdom, there are many tonight that would look at the lives we live and the aspects of our spiritual life. They would feel sorry for you and for me. But I want to say tonight, don't feel sorry for me. Amen. I have seen the blessing power of the kingdom of God. Now, you may not can see that in my life. I hope it shines through on my face every now and then. Amen. When you see me raise my hand when we're singing something that, amen, blesses my soul, you're seeing an effect of the blessing power of the kingdom of God in my life. When you hear me say amen and hallelujah and bless the Lord and praise his holy name, those are evidences that, amen, I have just got another glimpse of the blessing power of the kingdom of God in my life. But you may not can see what blesses me. You may not can see it. In fact, I know that you can't see it with the human eye. Amen. But make no mistake about it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not just giving you religious lingo. I'm telling you it is a reality in my life. And if you're saved, it's a reality in your life. And we can dare to say, I have seen the blessing power of the kingdom of God in my life. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Not, my friend, not. Amen. Because in the kingdom of this world, there are a lot of things the kingdom of the world would say that you got to strive for. But he's not blessed me in that kingdom, but in that spiritual kingdom. The fact that I'm a part of the family of God, I can say tonight I know something of the blessing power of the kingdom of God. Now, to illustrate this or springboard into it, look with me in Luke chapter number 6 tonight. And in Luke 6, verse 20 through 26, it shows the teachings of Christ concerning the distinctions, Brother Mike, of blessings and of woes. He's going to give a series of blessings, some blessed statements. He's going to talk about a crowd that is saved and is blessed in their spiritual life. And then he's going to talk about another crowd. That their life is lived in selfishness. It's lived for their own well-being. It's lived for their own desires. It's lived according to their own carnal nature. And Jesus said, they get no blessings, they get woes. Blessings and woes. I want to say underneath even the law, there were blessings and cursings. The Lord would lay forth a choice for them Old Testament saints of Israel, amen, to make. Do you want the blessings or do you want the cursings? Do you want life or do you want death? God said through Moses, I lay both of these before you. And I'm paraphrasing, but the Lord said through Moses, I encourage you to choose life and choose blessing. Amen. Many tonight know nothing about the blessings. Christ in the time of grace, Christ in the dispensation of the kingdom of God, a spiritual, amen, said, I want to draw a line of distinction at those that live in my kingdom and live for my kingdom and have been saved into my kingdom and have entered into my kingdom and seen the power of my kingdom and have put their hand to the plow and have been made fit for my kingdom. I am promising them I will give them blessing power upon their life. Amen. For instance, he said in verse number 20, he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor. Well, that don't sound like no blessing, but it didn't end there. For yours is the kingdom of God. I'll come back to that. Blessed are ye that hunger now. How many of y'all say hunger's a blessing? We don't think hunger's a blessing. Amen. Jesus said, you're blessed if you're in the kingdom and you're hungry. Now, you're not looking to the world to fill you and to satisfy you, but you long for something greater than the world can give. And you're hungry now. He said, here's the blessing. Ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now. Weep. Broken hearted. He said there's a blessing in the kingdom of God. For ye shall laugh. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. And when they shall separate you from their company. And shall reproach you. And cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great, not in this kingdom, but in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Woe unto you that are rich. Woe. That's what we're all striving to attain to. Jesus said there ain't no blessing in that. If you live for riches, if you do attain to those riches outside of the kingdom of God, that is not a blessing. That is a woe. For ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. In the woes, we'll come back to blessings. That's where we want to park. Let me bump the woes for a minute. What he's saying, Brother Larry, is if you live for the now and the now, You live to be full in the kingdom of this world. You live to be rich in the kingdom of this world. You live to laugh and have a good time. You just love to muck it up with your buddies. Hey man, all your joy and all your laughter comes up from the source of a worldly kingdom. You live that men would pat you on the back, link arms with you, and keep company with you. Though they be evil men, they speak well of you, Jesus said. That is not a blessing, that is a curse. The average professing person of our day within the realm of the church lives to be rich, lives to be full, lives to laugh, lives, my friend, for all men around them to speak well of them. If you attain all of that, Jesus said, that is not where true blessings come from. Well, preacher, what about the blessings? And I say this evening, as we look at the blessings, the Lord is saying, you need to learn in this kingdom of God not to draw your satisfaction from the world and its kingdoms, but from the spiritual realm of the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. There's nothing wrong with riches in and of themselves. There's nothing wrong with laughing your way through life. There's nothing godly about walking through life as a child of God like an old sourpuss. But it cannot be your laughter and your good time cannot be derived from the system of this world. It must come from that spiritual realm of the kingdom of God. So if you're hungry tonight for more than this world can give you, Jesus said you're blessed because now the kingdom of God is what will fill your life. If you mourn tonight over the condition the world is in, that its ungodliness and the fact that evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse, and your soul is mourning and is vexed over the wickedness of our air, amen, take great joy tonight because your laughter, your joy is going to come from the realm of the kingdom of God. That is where your blessing comes from. Amen. A lot I could say here. I got to hurry. I'm going to be done in just a minute. Notice how all this begins. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. That's interesting that that's where it all begins. The parallel to this where Christ in Matthew 5 would give the other list of Beatitudes being the same situation or different messages. I'll let you figure all of that out, but it is parallel. And the Lord began in Matthew 5 in His Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The idea is the same. The idea and the blessing and the blessing power, my friend, of the kingdom of God, it belongs to those who are poor in spirit. Those that may be poor by the standards of the world. Those that the world looks on and feels sorry for. Those who have been broken, who, my friend, have been humbled under the mighty hand of God and yet have entered into the kingdom of God only to find it to be greater than they've ever could imagine. The Lord said, it is this crown that the world feels sorry for, that the kingdom of God and all its blessing power is theirs. In the kingdom of God, it is you and I that are powerfully blessed with things the world's kingdoms cannot provide. Did y'all just hear what I said? I'm hearing some amens, but if we really got a hold of it, we might run a lap around this place. Let me say it again. The kingdom and the kingdom of God, if you are saved, if you know the Lord, if you've entered the kingdom of God, in that kingdom we are powerfully blessed with things the world's kingdom could never give us. Oh, you might find a pleasure of sin for a season in the world. You might find that rebellion pays for a little while. You may find joy in sneaking around and involving yourself in things that may have, friend, are of a worldly sort. Amen, friend, oh, that joy will never last. Amen, this joy will never last. There are some things that are related in the kingdom of God and the blessing, power, and kingdom that are unveiled and offered. Yea, they are given freely to you and I in that kingdom this world knows nothing about. I am blessed in the kingdom with things you can't see. I'm not talking about a new truck. I like my truck. Amen. I like my big old truck. Amen. Big loud tires and exhaust system and four-wheel drive and all. I really like my truck. But that's not the blessing of the kingdom. It's far bigger than my four-wheel drive F-150. Oh, yeah. The F-150 couldn't even pull the blessing. If you could somehow, amen, come up with a way to weigh and see and measure those blessings in the kingdom of God, amen, the F-150, she'll pull a lot. She wouldn't even be able to budge her. Amen. The blessing power of the kingdom of God. I suppose that those blessings and the blessing power of the kingdom of God, those things you can't see, I suppose, Brother Riley, tonight, a scriptural view of it and trying to measure it all out, we'd have to say they're without number.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They're inexhaustible. Amen. Every time we turn around, it just seems like there's another one. There's something else in the kingdom of God that I never dreamed in my wildest imaginations could be mine. Tonight, can I show you a verse that mentions three of them? And these three, I'll be honest, they're more than you'll be able to stand anyway. I'll just mention them. Look with me in Romans chapter number 14. Paul is dealing with, in Romans 14, some church folk who are disputing over all this and that and meats and drinks and can we do this, can we not do that? And they're all mad at each other. Paul's going to straighten a lot of that out, but notice what he reminds him of in verse number 17, Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not in the keeping of your little list of rules and do's and don'ts and things you think's right and not right. I'm not saying there's not commandments in the kingdom of God. There truly is. Amen. But the kingdom of God is not first and foremost rules and regulations and standards. The kingdom of God is full of blessings that only God can give you in that kingdom. What are they? The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. You can't buy that down at the Walmarts. These politicians in our day, they can't do handouts of righteousness, peace, and joy. Oh, they can send you a stimulus check in the mail. Amen. They can come out with this program and that program. Amen. They can give you a little food along the way. But only in the kingdom of God are you going to find such blessings as righteousness and peace and joy. Amen. I think about the blessing of righteousness in the kingdom. You know what the Bible said? There is none righteous. No, not one. In yourself you are not righteous. That means you too, sir. Ma'am, that means you as well. There's none righteous, no, not one. All our righteous, Isaiah said in the Old Testament, and Brother Tim, it is as filthy rags. The best we could do in the sight of God, measured to the law of Almighty God, it would still come up as an unclean thing. What then is our hope? Our hope is found in 1 Corinthians 5:21. For he that is called the Father made him that is his own side and become sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ, the Bible declares, to the child of God, who is our righteousness. Oh, yes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Those that have been saved, those that have entered into the kingdom of God, they are blessed with a righteousness not their own.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Not works of righteousness which we have done. I seen it this afternoon looking at it again. Other Jerry, you know what the Bible said in Romans chapter number 5, I believe it's verse 21. You know what God gave to us? He gave us grace and the gift of righteousness. Amen. Oh, you say, well, you don't act righteous all the time. But you see, you got to know where it come from. Amen. When I had none of my own, Jesus went to Mount Calvary. He was made sin and took all my unrighteousness. And when I entered in the kingdom of God, his righteousness was put to my account and put on my life. Amen. And now I am positionally righteous in the Son of God. Now there is therefore no condemnation. Not condemned today. I'm not in darkness anymore. I'm not viewed as unrighteous. I thank God what I am positionally. What I got the day I entered in the kingdom of God. I am blessed. I am blessed with righteousness tonight. And it's more than positional. I'm blessed. The blessing power of the kingdom of God is not just that it put righteousness to my account. But as I walk in the kingdom of God, I am now enabled through the righteousness of Christ to live a righteous life.
That's right. Amen.
Because if I walk in and do unrighteousness, I don't have fellowship with the Lord of the kingdom. But if I walk in the light, as he is in the light, if thou do righteous, even as I've been made righteous, you know what I have? I have the blessing of fellowship in that righteousness, whereby I can talk with my King.
Amen.
Amen. You say, I'm saved. Amen, I'm glad you're saved, but have you seen the blessing power of the kingdom of God? Has it ever dawned on you? Have you seen what Jesus saved you to be? Have you ever seen your position in that kingdom? Has it ever become a reality? Has it ever been engaged in your life? Amen, you say, I don't ever hear from God. I don't have fellowship with God. It seems like God's a million miles away. Tell you why, because you ain't seen the blessing power of the kingdom of God. Amen. You don't realize and you have not seen how righteous you've been made.
Amen.
If you've been saved, you've been made righteous. Now that doesn't give you a license, nor does it give and produce a desire in you to live an unrighteous life.
Amen.
Fact, I'll be honest, that motivates me to want to live right. Because I don't like there being anything between me and my fellowship with my Savior.
Amen.
So I'm saved, I'm in the kingdom, yeah, but are you living in the blessing power of His righteousness? Some of y'all say you're saved, you look miserable all the time. Amen. I don't mean to get mean, I'm trying to be a blessing tonight, but just let me kick this dead horse. I get tired trying to prop some people up all the time. You okay? You okay? Always drifting, always miserable, always void of any kind of righteousness and effects of righteousness in their life. Buddy, I'm telling you, I have seen the blessing power, the kingdom of God, the blessing of righteousness. Number two, the blessing of peace. Now say in the kingdom of God, Brother Larry, you'll agree with me, I know you will. In the kingdom of God, those that have entered in, they are blessed. You can't see peace. You can't hold peace tangibly. There's not anything you can buy and you go, well, that's peace. Jesus said to His disciples in the upper room, amen, here's the peace, amen, the blessing power of the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus said, I'm getting ready to go away, guys, but I'm going to leave my peace with you. It ain't peace that this world has. It ain't up and down and in and out. And long as everything's going good, you're breathing pretty good. No, no, it'll be a peace when your world's falling apart. It'll be a peace and a badge when hot tears roll off your cheek. Burdensome prayers are offered from your lips. There'll be an abiding peace and a perpetual peace and a peace will pass all understanding in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I don't have to live worried. I don't have to live biting my fingernails whole. I don't have to live in anxiety and fretfulness and fear and worry and trepidation. I'm a member of the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank God, down in the depths of my soul, there's peace that flows like a river. Amen. I'm telling you, there's been days I've fought hell acres at a time, and the kingdom of darkness had come against my life. And I'm glad I'm in the kingdom of God. There's blessings of peace and abound that even the kingdom of hell can't take away.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. I ain't telling you I always tap into it like I should.
Yes.
Amen. There's a few nights every now and then I'll toss and turn. What am I going to do?
Yes.
Do you know what I've learned in the kingdom of God? God don't let us carry on in that just on and on and on and on.
Right.
He'll come around every now and then and say, shh. Peace be still.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And ask them disciples about the blessing power of God's kingdom and peace. As in that storm that raged at night and they were in jeopardy for their very lives. Oh, Sister Jennifer, they arose and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish. Lord, we've bailed all the water we can bail. We've rowed till we're exhausted and can't row no more. More days, as much water in the boat as out the boat. And Lord, the wind's tossing us around. Do you not care that we perish? Jesus, my friend, awoke out of his sleep, wiped the boogers out of his eyes, stepped up on the bow of the boat and said, peace be still.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm telling you that power of the kingdom of God. Amen. The peace speaker. Amen. Who rules and kingdom. When he spake, them old boys stood at one another and said, what manner of man is this? And even the winds and the waves obey him. Oh, what peace there is if you walk in the realm of the power of the kingdom of God. I ain't telling you not to take the pills your doctor give you. Amen. Some of y'all, we can't stand you without your pills. Amen. Take an extra one. No, don't do that. I ain't telling you don't pursue medical plans at times. Those things have their place. And I'm telling you tonight, if you're saved, don't just rest in pills. Don't just rest in plans. Don't try to find an ease to the burden through some sort of person or relationship. You crawl into the realm of the kingdom of God and say, Lord, I need you to bless me with what I can't find. I'm telling you, there's a king in that kingdom who pours out blessing powers of peace that will sustain you. Righteousness, peace. Here's another blessing in the kingdom of God. You can't find it in the world. It's the blessing of joy. This world, buddy, they're so sad. They are so sad, Brother Mike. They're trying to mask it in all their partying. They mask it in their concerts. They mask it through their popularity and in their social media presentations. Do you understand tonight that I think it's one every 60 seconds tonight is committing suicide? Why? Because they can't find the joy in the kingdom of this world that their soul is longing for. And I know where they can find it. Brother David, I know where that blessing is found. Do you understand how many millionaires will put a gun to their head and blow their brains out with millions of dollars in the bank because they know nothing about joy? Do you understand how many young folk went to concerts this week and they danced with their buddies? They sang along all the songs and they raised their little light and they carried on. Nobody knew the emptiness that was on the inside. Those young people went home and they was all alone and pillowed their head in such despair that they took their own life. You know why? That concert in the world could not give them what they were looking for. They'll run to the bar rooms and the honky-tonks and the pool halls and the dope places. They'll run to immoral relationships. They'll sneak around their mom and daddy's back and carry on in fornication, thinking that's going to bring some joy to their life. Only in the end, when they pillow their head at night, they're as miserable as they have ever been. If you're saved and a child of God tonight, I'm telling you, quit trying to find your joy in this world.
Amen.
You'll get it from the kingdom of God or you'll not have it at all.
Right.
Say, but what I did last night felt good. It may have felt good, but I'm telling you, when sin is done, it brings forth a death. Something's going to die on the inside of you. Something's going to be killed. Something's going to be lacking. There'll be bereavement and grief and despair. And there's only joy that is found in the power of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Do you know about that tonight? I'll tell you right now, I'm so full of joy. Can't hardly stand it. Oh, please. I've said for years, tell your face then. When's the last time somebody asked you how you was doing? You didn't immediately let all that blah come out. What began to come out was joy, peace, righteousness. Some of y'all, the only time we see that's on the good days. That ain't what the kingdom of God's about. You don't really truly know peace till you have it on the worst day you can imagine. You don't know the blessing power of the kingdom of God till you have joy and your entire world looks like it's falling apart and it's still on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.